Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Eddie, here comes the boom. That's right. Thursday morning here on the Fan. It's a little bit after 6 o'clock. Good morning to everybody out there. And you know, a couple things that happened yesterday, a very important thing happened at Yankee Stadium. Now, the Yankees did win, but that's really inconsequential compared to what happened to a little girl, 2-year-old, who was hit with baseball right in the face. And the call now for netting for all these baseball stadiums, Jerry, as you know, is louder than ever. And there are some stadiums that have already had the netting, and Citi Field happens to be one of them. So this was a big bone of discussion here on The Fan. By many of the co-hosts, including you, and Craig got into it, and I always just said, hey, safety is the best, the best method here, whatever it takes to keep the fans safe. And I believe because of the bats and the manufacturers of these bats, these balls are coming off of these bats a hell of a lot faster than they have in the past. And yet now we still have some stadiums, and Yankee Stadium being one of them, without the protective netting that would go past the dugout. So I'm assuming that because of all of this discussion and everything this morning, that netting where the netting should have been or where the Major League Baseball would like to have the netting to be would have prevented what happened yesterday. That's what we all believe. But it was a surreal scene yesterday as we were all watching it on TV. It's the bottom of the fifth. Todd Frazier's up, and he just lines one right into the stands behind the Yankee dugout. And unfortunately, it hit a 2-year-old girl right in the face. Now, we don't have any updates. All we can tell you is that the last thing we heard from her dad, who we believe is her dad, who said something to one of the newspapers, is that, you know, it's too early to tell whether or not surgery would be required, but she's resting comfortably and everything seems to be in order. But you never know with these things. It takes time, especially with the young age of the little girl who got hit with the baseball. So the point being is that the Yankees win, but it's marred by just an ugly scene at Yankee Stadium. And I can't tell you that I've ever seen players react the way that they reacted yesterday.
We had a girl taken out on a stretcher.
Yeah, and there have been fans hit before. And in July, I was looking back at this, in July, 105-mile-an-hour baseball off the bat of Aaron Judge struck a fan.
Yep.
And I'm sure he was uncomfortable about that whole thing, much like Todd Frazier was yesterday. I just wish Yes would have stopped showing Todd Frazier. Like, they kept showing Todd Frazier like there's something wrong, it's his fault, when in actuality he's just playing a baseball game and these things happen, and it's extremely unfortunate. But it takes something like this, I believe, to make Major League Baseball around the league take notice and to do something about it. And something should be done about it. It's nothing worse than seeing a child get hit with a baseball at a baseball game. It's probably her first baseball game, I'm assuming. And, you know, those are supposed to be great memories. And unfortunately for that family, the memory right now is one that is not so good.
You know what? Major League Baseball should be embarrassed because they've had a recommendation that all stadiums should have the netting go up. The Mets have done this. I did fight with Craig about this. He did not think it was a good idea. And I sincerely don't understand how any team doesn't. And I don't understand how Major League Baseball has not made this mandatory years ago. It took the NHL for, I believe, a little girl to get hit by a puck and killed.
Yes.
Before they finally decided, all right, the puck's coming too fast, too hard. The puck's it's a weapon in a way. And they righted it. Listen, that was horrendous. I get it. At least they did the right thing and made it
too,
mandatory.
This is horrendous too.
This is just as horrendous, but it's not the first time. And I don't understand what in the hell we're waiting. Are we waiting for somebody to die?
Well, there's no real uniformity. That's the point here. There are recommendations that Major League Baseball has made for
that,
their teams.
That's an excuse, Boomer.
Yeah, but
you're
I'm just
Major
saying,
League
the
Baseball.
The Mets have the netting. The Mets
right.
have the netting.
And I believe other teams do as well.
And I believe that the Mets netting is such that if that ball were hit at Citi Field, that ball wouldn't have made it into the stands, I do believe. So the question is how high the netting should be, how far down the line should it go. And here's the other thing. We had Mike Schmidt in here the other day, and we were talking about home runs. Why the proliferation of home runs, and why are we seeing that now? And he says, and I believe this. I believe this from the beginning of the year. There are 20 different bat manufacturers mm-hmm. using all different kinds of wood. And I believe that these bats have become, the reason why the balls are being hit so hard. That and with the pitcher throwing over 95 miles an hour, it may not have been the case yesterday, and you put those two together and you have a foul ball, you got something that's coming into the stands that it's almost impossible for a fan to react to, especially a two-year-old fan.
You can't react to it. And the idea of, the height of the net, to me that's inconsequential because you do want – listen, I agree. You want to keep the whole fan experience of catching a foul ball in play because that's still kind of neat.
Not a 105 mile an hour.
No. Mm. A high pop-up.
Sure.
As long as you have that net to protect from the line drive – you've done what you're supposed to do. It's not – this isn't hard.
I
don't know what they've waited for.
I remember when they put those nets up in the National Hockey League, and I was like, oh, man, this is going to stink. This is going to be – but now we have all adjusted to it.
You don't even notice it.
You don't even notice it. And it's part of what we all believe is the right thing to do to keep the pucks pretty much out of out of the stands from behind the goalie.
Right.
Because that's where those pucks were going and they were hitting people. So – I actually had a guy get hit in a puck with a puck in front of me last year at Madison Square Garden, and I sit pretty much on the red line, and I'm up about 18 rows. I think he was in about the 13th or 12th row, and he took one right off the head.
Well, that's the only thing with hockey. They've protected behind the net and a little bit around the corners, but on the sides, the puck can still go flying in.
The puck still does come in, yes.
The difference there, though, is no one's shooting the puck. That really would be unfortunate, and it would be an odd circumstance because no one's shooting the puck sideways.
It's usually deflected.
Right.
It's a deflected pass of some sort, yes.
And yes, you can get a pop-up over the net. If someone's not paying attention, you could still get hit on the head. The difference is it's not coming off the bat at 120 miles an hour where there is zero reaction time. Zero.
I would tell you that this is going to be the impetus for this. I would imagine the Yankees will do something about it. I'm sure the Major League Baseball will do something about it. It's just an unfortunate accident that probably could have been prevented had the net been there. So
but for
I feel
baseball,
bad. I feel
it's not
you know what I really
time.
Feel bad for Todd Frazier. I really do because
sure.
They kept showing him on the
camera. Matt Holliday looks like he's crying on second base.
Well, they all are.
Right. I mean, the whole thing is just...
The Twins fans, the whole thing was just, it was ugly. It was an ugly situation. It was really, it marred what turned out to be a terrific series for the Yankees. And, you and I were having a little fun with each other on Twitter last night. The fact that you actually said that this was going to happen with Bartolo Colon and you're going to have home runs and you had back-to-back home runs. You had the best of the Yankees offense yesterday. You saw it in full bloom.
Sure did.
Severino was a little bit off early on.
But the one bad inning, that's all.
Yeah, but nonetheless, this is a hard thing to discuss in the morning because a little girl is laying in a hospital bed somewhere, and we still don't have answers as to what her long-term prognosis is. But prayers are with them, certainly, and I'm sure the Yankees are on top of this, and I'm sure they're going to be staying in touch with the family. And I would imagine that there will be a reaction to it, and that reaction will be, hey, we got to put up nets.
You know what that reaction should be? Put the nets up today. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Next time your team's away, or you want to finish out the season, fine. You better hope nothing happens in the next 10 days. But April 1 or March 30, whenever the season starts next year, these nets better be up in every major league ballpark and every spring training complex.
I was actually looking at the where the nets are up and everything, and there are a lot of protective nets up, and this was back in 2016. So you take a look, adding nets to the outer edge of the dugout would be the Kansas City Royals, Minnesota Twins, and Washington Nationals. Now, that was last year going into this year, right?
Yes.
Netting to the inner edge of the dugout is pretty much predominantly all the teams or a good far majority of the teams. And then netting already extended to the inner edge of the dugout that was left unchanged, that's where the Mets are.
Let me ask you this. If you had Rob, and you're obviously, Rob Manfred, we play softball against his team. If you had Rob Manfred in here today, what would be his reasoning for not making this mandatory?
Well, they've already asked him this.
I know that. I'm asking you what you think he would say to you, since you know him a little bit. What would be the answer?
He would say that there are certain hurdles that he'd have to get over.
Like what?
I guess, with the local owners and the local teams and the local, the ability to put nets up and things
here's
of that
the
nature.
Here's the hurdle that you can basically cross off the list. We don't want anybody to die.
Well, here it is. You know, as he has stated in the past, Manfred has said that the league will continue to evaluate the issue. And this one's right in his backyard, and it's a two-year-old. But the different stadium designs pose one hurdle towards establishing a league-wide mandate on the issue. So
we have foresight? Like, why do we have to wait for something like this to happen to make this uniform? It makes no sense whatsoever. I was in L.A. This summer. I don't think the Dodgers have netting. I'm pretty sure they don't, if I remember correctly. And we sat down the first baseline. And you know what? I make sure that I am paying attention on every pitch, because even down there, you want to make sure that nothing happens. I couldn't imagine sitting right behind the dugout with a kid.
You know, this is Rob Manfred. This is his words, okay? I think you're going to see continued evolution by the clubs, extended netting that's designed to fit with each individual stadium. Manfred has said this. He also said, we're continually talking to the individual clubs about what they should be doing at each of their stadiums. I think the reluctance to do it on a league-wide basis only relates to the difficulty of having a single rule that will fit all 30 stadiums that obviously are not designed all in the same way. So I don't know.
To me, it doesn't matter. It's an excuse.
I know. I'm just telling you what he said.
I know. And that's an excuse.
And whether or not it will be taken care of, I would imagine because of this. This is startling, right?
Yeah.
And a game, remember now, this is a game that over the last couple of years, what's one stat are we really starting to see a lot of?
Exit velo.
That's right. And the exit velo is a fun stat to track, because when a guy hits a 455-foot home run, you want to know that he hit it 118 miles off his bat.
Yep.
And you want to know what the incoming pitch speed was and all of that other stuff. That's the analytics of all this crap. And it's created a real eye-opening stat that people now, I think everybody's fascinated by it. And when you hear a girl got hit by a 110-mile-an-hour fastball or a 110-mile-an-hour foul
ball. A ball that came off the bat at 110 miles an hour.
I mean, it's frightening when you think about
Especially
it.
Especially when you see, and I know you don't see her get hit, thankfully, but just to see how fast the ball comes off the bat on a sharp line drive down the third baseline.
Right. Ooh. But I just want to say this. God. You know, I don't care who the batter was. I don't care, you know, who the pitcher is. You know, this could happen in any stadium. It can happen anywhere. To put any blame whatsoever on any of the players is ridiculous. I hope not either, but I feel bad for Todd Frazier, because you could see in his face the pain and the anguish that goes along. I don't even know how he got back into the batter's box. I think he flied out after that. But
I think he said no one wants to be a part of something like this.
Nobody does.
Exactly.
And Aaron Judge has already been a part of it. And I'm sure many players have done something like this. It's like, I remember playing at a golf tournament over there in Montclair. And we were playing with the senior pros. So it was the NFL's senior pro, you know, golf tournament over there at Montclair, Upper Montclair Golf Club. And I'm sitting up there on the driving, getting ready to take a drive on the tee box. And I'm with Lee Trevino. And I go, Lee, I may just whack one of these people that are, like, I mean, well, I don't know why they're standing here like this.
Even with the amateur football players, how they would huddle around you like that?
And so sure enough, you know, I hook slice one down the right side of the fairway, and I hit a woman right in the back of the calf, and she goes down. You know, I'm like, I'm beside myself. So I go over, she's in pain, they got ice on her, they got medics over there and everything. And I was shaken up to the point where I really couldn't play the rest of the round.
It's in your head now.
But Lee Trevino's saying to me, don't worry about it, Boomer. She will see you on the 18th hole. She'll want to take a picture with you. She'll want you to sign a ball, the whole thing. So I guess this stuff happens quite a bit on the PGA Tour.
I would think so.
And sure enough, there she was on the 18th hole waiting for me to take a picture.
Of course.
With a big smile on her face, a big welt on her calf, and me signing the golf ball. I was just like, wow, this is ridiculous.
What amazes me, and there's no better picture of it than the 18th at Augusta, when they are lined up down the tee boxes and all the way up, and you sit there and say, it's like a centimeter off the club head, and someone's going to get killed.
It is crazy. Let's go to Johnny and Lindenhurst. Johnny, you're on with Boomer and Jerry. Good morning.
Hey, Jerry, Boomer, what's up, man?
All right, man, what's going on?
I don't blame Tom Frazier at all, and I hate to do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm putting the blame on the father. I really am. He's holding that child. If you watch it over and over again, I put blame on everybody in the row ahead of them. They have their heads up there. You know what? I would love to know the numbers from the old stadium when it was more affordable for people to watch the game that were into the game watching the game. And that now we fast forward 10 years later where these seats are so expensive. These people are on their iPhones. They're on their iPads. They have their heads up. You know what?
They don't watch.
I really feel bad for this girl. I hope there's nothing wrong with her. I pray that there's nothing wrong with her.
Well,
but listen, these people that get hit, what happens to the guy that's on the third tier and he falls over? Do we need nets for that too because he's drunk trying to get a foul ball? Where does it end?
That's a little bit. No. Now you're going a little extreme.
Well, you know, there is a problem with, they say, at the Barclays Center that the stands are too steep.
They are steep. I would agree with that. It's a beautiful building. I love it, but I have thought this. And by the way, I think the same thing about the Prudential Center.
All right.
In the second tier in the corner, it's very steep as well. So I don't think that's architecturally, that's probably, you say that about a lot of buildings.
Let's go to Paul in the Bronx. Paul, what's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
He stole my thunder, the last caller, but he I agree with him mostly everything he said, but would you bring an infant? I see people with, not infants, maybe 1 year old in those seats some days.
I personally would not.
Me neither.
Well, I have to tell you, I used to bring Gunner to all games. I mean, he was with me all the time, but then again, I don't remember having an iPhone or anything that I was distracted. And I always felt like when I was at a game with him, and I'm not putting this on the dad because this thing happens so fast.
Yes, I agree. It's not fair.
It's not fair to put it on the dad. This is just a horrendous accident. But I would I used to take Gunner to the games all the time, and I would be awake though. You know, I'd be aware of what was going on.
Sure.
God, if ever would have brought him home with like a get hit with the ball, man, I'd get hit.
Now, to one thing to his point though about people being on their phones and eating, you know, that's the atmosphere they've created, not the phones, but the food. When you go to these games, part of the lure of going to the stadium is which stand. Harris Allen will tell you, he can't wait to go to Citi Field to try something else out.
It's a distraction when you sit in your seat,
it is,
you're eating.
And
yes,
people will say baseball's a slow-moving game. You need that.
Let's go to Anthony in East Hanover. A lot of people want to talk about this. Anthony, what's happening?
How you guys doing this morning?
Okay, man, what's going on?
I want to preface this and be careful of the wording here that I feel horrible for the little girl, and obviously, you know, your prayers go out there, and you hope she's okay.
You know, Anthony, we all feel the same way, Anthony. So I don't think fans need to say that anymore because I think we all know how we feel about this, and we want her to be safe, we want her to be happy, and we want her to go, you know, get back with her parents as soon as possible.
I agree. Now, the reason why I say I preface it with that is because I personally don't agree with having this netting around all the seats. You know, when you're sitting a couple of rows off the field, and to me, you know, we've been playing this game for, you know, 50, 100 years. The balls are coming off the bat pretty much the same speed.
No, they're not.
But listen, Booms, if you sit in those seats, man, on the back of the seats on the tickets, first of all, the team isn't liable for any of this stuff. But if you have, whether it's a family or not a family, and you go sit in those seats, you know if you're sitting in those seats, you might get flying bats coming at you. You might get flying balls. I mean, if you sit in those seats, you have to be aware that those things could happen.
Anthony, I'd like to see a line drive come at you and then make the same call the next day.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm a half-season ticket holder, so I am at a lot of these games. And granted, I sit within the first 10 rows, but I'm in the outfield. I've been to plenty of those games sitting over there, and I actually get it. I hope line drives come at me, to be honest with you. I'm trying to get some of these baseballs.
Yeah, I don't know about a ball coming at 110 miles an hour.
All right, so that's three calls, basically, that are all saying the same thing.
And they're all nuts.
Well, but these are also baseball fans that like to go to these games. Now, I've sat behind home plate a million times, and there's a net there.
It has to be.
And it's never bothered me. I mean, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, that has never bothered me.
It shouldn't.
And going to hockey games, you know, I know where my seats are at Madison Square Garden. But when I'm on the road or something, sometimes I am behind, you know, one of the nets or one of the, you know, the goalies. And I don't have a problem with it because I'm used to it. If some of these guys that go, they want the ability to be able to catch one of those 100-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Good luck. I'd like to see them catch it.
I know. It's crazy. Let's go to Tara in Wappinger Falls. Tara, what's happening this morning?
Hi, Boomer. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm just, you know, I agree. Those first three callers, crazy. You know, it's just an unfortunate accident.
Yep.
And this little girl, as a mother myself, my girls are much older. You know what? Just as long as she's going to be okay and get back to her parents, kids are very resilient. And hopefully she won't remember this and she'll have many more memories to come. I don't blame the father.
It's just an unfortunate accident. That's what it is.
But it's, you know what, Boomer? It's an unfortunate accident.
That could have been stopped. It's been repeated over and over.
So are we, and I asked the question again, are we waiting for someone to get killed? Because I don't understand the idea or the reluctance to do it. If a two-year-old is hospitalized today and a guy got hit by an Aaron Judge line drive earlier, and you know this happens at other ballparks.
That's right, yep.
What is the end game here? Just keep doing it and just hoping no one dies?
Yeah, I would think that, you know, Major League Baseball obviously is going to use this because this is going to be all over the place this morning. It's going to be everywhere. Everybody will be talking about it. It's going to be written about all over the place. And you can see the back pages of the papers already this morning. Daily News, terrible win, obviously, is the headline there. And then on the back of the New York Post, it says, fix it now. So fix it now.
Because it's easy.
Right. It is easy, and it looks easy, and hopefully that will be the case. But, you know, what? Let me ask you a question. What happens if the Yankees are basically taking a, let's say, a poll of their fans? And I don't know what that poll would be. I don't know what the outcome of that poll would be. But let's say the outcome of the poll is 75-25 in favor of not putting a net up. Then what do you do?
No. Here's what you do. Major League Baseball mandates nets go up. How about the fans don't have an opinion for everything? I think they have enough of an opinion by calling in radio shows,
yep,
by going on Twitter and bashing their favorite players for striking out with the bases loaded and two outs. How about in this case, they shut up and still just go watch the game and we're all good. It's a net. We're not putting a screen up that you can't see through.
All right, that's Jerry Recco, and this is the Investors Bank Studios here at WFN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.